Challenging week has come to an end for the Australian share market. On Friday, the ASX 200 was running into a headwind for much of the session. It actually acquitted itself well to finish with an improvement of 9 points. As far as the most improved sectors were concerned over the day, healthcare, miners and telecoms were the ones that were advancing the cause of the market. On the negative side of things, real estate, financials and utilities were under pressure. So names that were losing ground today included Ardent Leisure on the back of an earnings downgrade and also a cut in their second half dividend that was forecast. On the positive side of the equation, main pharma shares did well today, rising by 6%. TPG Telecom was up by almost 5%. And in the materials space, Sims Metals and BlueScope Steel each improved by around 3%. When you look at the performance over the course of the last week, healthcare stocks remained on top as far as the most improved group were concerned. Industrial stocks also moved ahead, as did utilities. Some of the names that flourished in the last 5 days included Accenture, whose shares were up by 6%, A2 Milk and TPG Telecom were up by 5% for the week. As far as the negative side of the ledger is concerned, there was weakness for real estate, energy and financial stocks. Ardent Leisure today down was lower today after it cut its second half dividend forecast. That stock is down by about 6.5% for the week. Retail Food Group yesterday issued a profit downgrade. That stock was lower by 9% for the week, and QBE was one of the worst performers, again issuing a profit downgrade. The Aussie dollar has ended the week pretty much in a holding pattern, so it's